Welcome to the Mistily Podcast. This is episode 676. What makes you happy? You need to know this. There's a lot of distractions in day-to-day life. There's a lot of things to keep you busy. There's a lot of things to just keep you going. But if you don't know what makes you happy, then you don't know what to gravitate towards. And when I say this, I mean you. You as an individual. What makes you happy? Not friends and family. Not random people on the internet telling you what it is that, you know, you should be focused on. What makes you happy? This is one of the things that I actually enjoy most about having the Geek Out podcast interviews is people come on and just talk about what they like. Unapologetically. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. What I love about those is people are just letting loose on whatever it is that they enjoy most. And there's no judgment, because one of the things that I like to hear is just when somebody's genuinely excited about something. And what I'm finding is I'm learning about things. Even things that maybe I had an interest in before, I'm seeing it from somebody else's perspective. I'm seeing it from another level. I'm seeing it from a much deeper place. And I think that's amazing. Because when life gets really, really fast, it gets really, really hectic, you have to know what it is that you're either working towards. Like, why is it that you do the work that you do? What's fulfilling you on that? And you need to know the things that you enjoy, so you can come back to those. So you're not always being told by by brands and industries, yeah, this will make you happy, this is what you like. Because you have your own things. Things that really nobody or no one or nothing can take away from you. And this isn't just, you know, find all the good in life and cut out all the bad. Life's hard. There's a lot of work involved. There's a lot of responsibility that people have. Everybody's load is different, but everybody's load is tough to manage for them. Nobody's going through life saying, hey, this is easy. So you got to have things that you enjoy. You got to have things that you like to do. And I just want you to stop and ask yourself, you know, what makes me happy? And then ask yourself, how am I fulfilling my own happiness? See, there's, especially in the personal development space right now, this whole thing of like your happiness needs to come from within, and that's true. But that's not an absolute saying, because you are going to have happiness, you are going to get fulfilled through other people. If you're going through life and you're just 100% self-fulfilled when it comes to your happiness, I don't think that would be healthy. I think then you're too invested in everything that you're doing. I think living in your own world has its time and place, but I don't think it's something that you do all the time. Because then I think you become out of touch. I think by definition, almost, you would be coming out of touch, right? If the only thing that you ever really focused on was your own ambitions and efforts. I think we're fluid as individuals. I think our focus changes, but I think ultimately we have to know what makes us happy. And where are the limits to where we're being fulfilled by others? Because you don't want to become dependent on that. Going to others for your happiness. So many layers to this stuff. And that's what I like about podcasting. because you can cover it in just a couple of minutes, get you guys to think. Because really, all I want with all these episodes is to get you to, one, appreciate the stuff that you're working on in life. Build a better relationship with yourself. These are in no particular order, because building a better relationship with yourself, I think, is the foundation to real, true fulfillment in life. You know, and be able to make adjustments wherever stuff's been tripping you up. And I have the same central messages for most episodes. It's just saying the stuff in a hopefully a slightly different way, or the timing's better for you, and you catch it, and it helps you. Plus, the other thing, side note on podcasts, is I do enjoy just having conversations with people and sharing their stories. And I mentioned the Geek Out Pod before. Sharing the stuff that they're interested in is part of that. I've really missed a lot of the stuff with podcasting. Yeah, I'm getting back to it. And my biggest thing with all things content creation has been really finding the right spot to be in, so I'm not just doing this as a distraction to avoid, you know, thoughts and feelings going on in my life. Because I did that for a while and I didn't even notice it. But it's also this thing of, you can't 100% be vested and in touch with every thought and every feeling all the time. Because I think I was trying that for a while too, and it was becoming very overwhelming. So I'm finding the right... It's funny, since I've had that conversation with Ben, he was talking about Ben Phelps, Ben Jitsu. It was Ben Dot Jitsu, excuse me. But he was talking about that guy they interviewed with, where he's like, he doesn't call it balance. And I don't like calling it balance either, but then I'm like, I just keep going back to that every time I say the word balance. But I'm just trying to find the right mix for me. I do have pretty lofty ambitions, because the things that I want to do as my North Star are involve building communities and actually making change at scale, but that change happens one person at a time. So it's a lot, and it's a lot to not have like shiny object syndrome and start a bunch of stuff, because that's what I've done that a lot before. But see, part, there's good and bad with it. Because when you try so many things, you then start to see patterns develop on how to actually get things to work. And then you also, you know, you don't know that things work to varying degrees. They just never really work to what your initial hopes are, I think, most of the time. Podcasting is one thing that from the very beginning has... And I think it's because I gravitated towards it. And I also think because... Or I do gravitate towards it. But I think because as a kid growing up, I was an only child and I had a massive imagination. Like, me and my stuffed animals were always on adventures. If you guys watched Muppet Babies, if you're an 80s baby, born in the late 70s, early 80s, and you watch Muppet Babies, you were an only child, you probably know what I'm talking about. Whereas they were like always playing with their stuffed animals, and they were always in their imagination. That was me all the time, and that did involve conversations with my animals, which in turn I talked to myself a lot. I had like neighbors that were friends, but I kept to myself a lot. And that's helped me, because being able to talk to myself as a child has helped me talk to myself as an adult. And that, in turn, I can put that out, and it actually helps people. And it's very therapeutic for me as well, just to kind of get some stuff out. But does not replace actual therapy. And I think I was doing that for a while, too. Before I started therapy, I was using podcasting and telling myself that this was therapeutic and probably... subconsciously a reason that I didn't need to go into therapy. But then, you know, as my life was changing last year, you know, it became, yeah, you know what? I said that that going to therapy would have helped me figure out who I was sooner. Why am I not in therapy right now? Because I need it. And that's one thing that I really, and you guys hear this in my content. I think all of us would benefit from therapy ongoing. Because what you find out is when you, again, get into your, especially by the time you make it into your 30s and 40s, is like, it's been a lot of stuff. And everybody's got stuff that they're dealing with. Everybody's got stuff that they're working through. I think for a lot of it is tied into childhood, but a lot of it is tied into like what you've been through as an adult too, and what you continue to go through and what you will go through. And therapy isn't the like a catch-all thing, because I think that's a very easy thing in this, you know, TikTok, Instagram reels, you know, moment where everything is, seems to be a 15 to a 60 second long clip. I know you can go longer, but you know, most messages right now are hot takes and quick takes. And I love that therapy is being, I try not to use the word normalized. I'll do a whole episode on that, the overuse of the word normalized. Mainly because it doesn't matter if something is normal or what the outside world thinks, because what you find out, especially when it happens to your emotions, it's not about making it normal. It's about making it to where you deal with it. Now, does that change things on what is, air quotes, normalized? If more and more people are taking care of something in a similar way, then yes, like normalizing therapy. Okay, but I still don't like using the term. You guys might know, if you're new to the podcast, I think word choices matter. I think even more than that, the intent of the message that somebody's putting out matters. But words, it's interesting because you can say a couple things that mean almost the same, have almost the same meaning, or might even have the same meaning, but just the intent of word choice, the intent behind the messages and the words chosen to get that message out matter. So I can go a number of different places on a podcast too, if you're new here. If you're not, hey, here I am, jumping off into all the little side things, and I don't apologize for it. So, but yeah. But seriously, figure out what it is that makes you happy. Because I do think a lot of people are going through life and they don't even know. And you have to be kind with yourself too. If you figure out something that makes you happy that you're not acting on, or you haven't been acting on, or you've been acting on it, but then you feel like, oh my gosh, I haven't been doing this enough. Be patient with yourself. You're figuring your life out. You really are. And you're doing a wonderful job. You're exactly where you need to be in this moment. You're going to look back at where you're, what you're going through now, what you've been through before, and you'll be like, oh, I did kind of need that. That did kind of help me shape perspective. I don't think everything is a life lesson, but I think the collective of our life when put together teaches us a lesson eventually. Eventually we're ready to learn it. So, but anyway, I do want to hear what makes you happy, and I also want to hear your thoughts, opinions, questions, anything that you guys have, definitely send them my way. You can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at Daryl T. Perry on there. You can email me, that is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. It is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. Or you can text me, that is 859-208-2334. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.